And his majesty said unto them, Ye behold the city of the horizon of the Aten, which the Aten has desired me to make for him as a monument in the great name of my majesty forever. For it was the Aten, my father, that brought me to this city of the horizon. There was not a noble who directed me to it. There was not any man in the whole land who led me to it, saying, It is fitting for his majesty that he make a city of the horizon of Aten in this place. Nay, but it was the Aten, my father, that directed me to make it for him. Behold, the Pharaoh found that this site belonged not to a god nor to a goddess. It belonged not to a prince nor to a princess. There was no right for any man to act as owner of it. I will make the city of the horizon of Aten for the Aten, my father, in this place. I will not make the city south of it, north of it, west of it, or east of it. I will not pass beyond the southern boundary stone southward, neither will I pass beyond the northern boundary stone northward, to make for him a city of the horizon there. Neither will I make for him a city on the western side. Nay, but I will make the city of the horizon for the Aten, my father, upon the east side, the place for which he did enclose for his own self with cliffs, and made a plain in the midst of it, that I might sacrifice to him thereon. This is it. Neither shall the queen say unto me, Behold, there is a goodly place for the city of the horizon in another place, and I hearken unto her. Neither shall any noble nor any man in the whole land say unto me, Behold, there is a goodly place for the city of the horizon in another place, and I hearken unto them. Whether it be downstream or southward, or westward, or eastward, I will not say, I will abandon this city of the horizon.